Welcome everybody. Shir number 1447. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moishadoy Bemer Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha Rafur Shalema Rifol Avrom Nisamu Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chael. Okay, so an interesting question. I'm learning, right? A person has this all the time. You're learning Torah, Shabbos, Kodesh. Now the question is, I'm finished with this Sefer. So how am I going to remember where I'm up to? Right? Okay, we spoke about in the past using these little stickers, whatever. One should be careful not to use it. But what I want to do is I want to just make a mark in the page somehow to remember where I'm up to. Or to do something over there to remember where I'm up to. Now, I know 100% the Sefer I'm not using till tomorrow, right? I'm whatever it is, Mavasej or whatever the case is, I'm not using it till Sunday, or Matzah Shabbos Sunday for sure, but on Shabbos, I'm done. But I have to remember where I'm up to. So is there, would I be allowed to make some sort of a simen in the Sefer, a quick simen, you know, just like this, I have a remembrance as to where I'm up to in the Sefer, what part of the page, possibly, something like that. So the Sefer Klolim brings down interesting from the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Mem. He brings down Sifkat and Yud Gimel. He says like this, just at the end, he says, also Litein Shav, one can put on wax, al Sefer, onto a Sefer if they're learning, the Simon Bamakam Shiroitza La'ayim Bamacher. In other words, to give themselves a Simon where they're assigned, where they'll be up to tomorrow. I'll put a little drop of wax. Can't do that. Mnei Chashash, Meiruach, because in fact, a person's going to come to shmir it or whatever. So that's a problem. That's mamish one of the lamates malachas, wax shmiring and so on. So, but interesting. So the Sefer Klolim says that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything about hachana. What do you mean? Well, okay, good. I understand. Don't use wax. So I'll do something else or whatever. But what about hachana? I understand the wax is worse. That's one of lamates malachas. Fine, I understand that. But now, what about hachana? What about the preparation for shim for tomorrow? The Mishnah Berurah should say, good, it's meruach and also hachana. You're preparing for tomorrow. I'm not going to be using it. He said, lamachar, ayin bo lamachar, to look in this sefer tomorrow. So, why doesn't he say hachana? So the sefer klolim, interesting, wants to bring a raya from this that we see that good. To put the wax, you can do. But to make a little sign in the sefer, right? Definitely to put a little tissue or something like that, in the sefer to keep the place, so I'll remember tomorrow where I'm up to, that would be fine, even according to Mishnah Berurah. That's how he brings it down, Sefer Klolim. Okay, I just want to read from the Sefer from the Sefer Klolim and page Ayin Gimel in the Halachas of Hachana. He says, "Asina Simin b'Sefer." I want to make a little Simin in the Sefer. Mutalot says Simin b'Sefer kedei l'das eifa l'haschel. Right? I want to put a little piece of paper, let's say a tissue, for example, whatever, something along those lines. He said one would be allowed to do that. Lo say simin b'sefer kedei l'das eifel haskel kishalemet oy b'pam. Afal pi sheyechazer lomay b'sefer zeh rak b'yamach. In other words, I'm only going to be learning it tomorrow. So he says two things. He said, first of all, in rogo lasis came tamid. Whenever I learn, I have, let's say, a tissue, I have whatever, a little bookmark or whatever, something like that, or even I'll take out a bookmark or something, and I put it in there. That's how I learn, right? That's how I learn. But so he brings the raya over there. He brings the raya, that would be okay. He brings the raya from the Mishnah Berurah, like we just saw. Okay, Mukhach, the Mishnah Berurah says in Ois 28, that Shekosef also litein shava ala sefer, that one can't put shava, you can't put the wax on the sefer. Let's in the Mokum Shavuot Zalayim Ola Mochar, and then Chashash Meiruch. Well, you also Mishum Achana, but there was no mention of preparation for the week. So you see from that this little thing, just to put in a, make a little sign somehow with a tissue or a little bookmark or something along those lines, just sticking it in the page like this, I'll remember. Otherwise, how am I going to remember tomorrow when I open this sefer? So that would be okay. So that's an interesting, but he brings out another reason also, which we're a little bit hard. We don't go so much with that with Ragel Bekach. Okay, but be it as it may, the raya from the Mishnah Berurah is a raya, and I mean it could be also that this is the way that I learn. You know, I go from page to page, I move my bookmark from page to page, I move my tissue from page to page, or whatever it is. I just remembering where I'm up to in my learning. Okay, so another interesting question. Now, let's say. Good, so that's as far as I want to keep the place. Now, let's say I'm learning and I find a mistake in the Sefer, right? I'm learning regularly, I'm going to continue using it Shabbos, that's not a question. But now I find a mistake in a Sefer. could I make a mark? I'll take my fingernail and make a little bit of a mark on the side, like this, I'll remember where to fix the mistake after Shabbos. So interesting question he brings down. Before we get to that, he brings the Sefer Mara Shabbos brings it on page Tof Samach Beis from the Radvaz. This Radvaz, he says, it's in Oizvav, he brings it down. Kosovar Advav Shalma, he's in the middle of something, but to also Likre Sefer, a person can't take a Sefer, then Liris Im Yesh Dover Lesakin Lemach. In other words, let's say I take a Sefer, and I'm not looking to learn, I'm just looking to go through the Sefer. I'm not going to do anything now, but I want to look at all the places that have to be fixed up there for the Shabbos. So interesting how he brings down the also likres specific day liris emyesh dover lesaken lemachar mishum isim imsechefsecha. Right, we spoke about last time, we didn't get into it, but one of the three isurim brought down a navi that's not like one of the lamentest malachas is mimsei chefsecha. Right, you go. In other words, do something that's allowed to be done, like a walk to the train station and then to wait for the train, which is going to come after Shabbos, right? But I'm walking to the train station, something like that. Or I'm walking to the bus stop, we said, right? Why are you walking to the bus stop? Because the bus, I'm not getting on a bus on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, I don't go on a bus on Shabbos. But the bus is going to be coming 10 minutes after Shabbos is over. I'll say Baruch Amal to Ben the Kodeshachol, I hear Abdullah, whatever the case might be. But I'm walking to get ready like this right after Shabbos. So that's called Mimsai Chefsecha. So the Radvaz brings down, interesting, that you're not supposed to do that if you want to, you know, go through a Sefer. Shabbos, I have more time, I'll look through the Sefer. I'm not going to fix anything, but I want to see what the mistakes are. But he says, it's interesting, he has a kasha on that, he brings down, he says, v'kasha rei einay minkar milse shekari lagia. It doesn't look, you can't tell from, it looks like the person's learning. It doesn't look like he's looking for mistakes. V'arei mevar besimim shinvav, and shinvav sif aleph, the le'ez rinim mishum mimse chefsecha, the iser of mimse chefsecha, ela imkein, if it's nikar milse, if it's the thing you're doing is recognizable to everybody. Oh, this guy's walking to the bus stop. Why? Because he wants to catch the bus after Shabbos. Oh, this guy's walking to the train station because he wants to catch a train after Shabbos. I'm not chishin he'll go on Shabbos, but he wants to go after Shabbos. So we see that. But if a person's looking in a Sefer, so he's looking in a Sefer. Well, how would I know that he's taka doing it to fix the mistakes after Shabbos? So that's an interesting question. Okay, well, I don't want to take too long. We'll continue on this subject next year and see if we can make a mark in the Sefer, if we taka find a mistake somewhere, and so on. Thank you for listening. As-salamu alaykum, barakah, kol tov.